Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
Before you get in the ring with the devil to fight, you gotta know you can win. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever told you that or not, but you need to know you can win. You need to have your foundation. You need to be solid. You don't need to be basing it on that I can win. You need to know that you can win. And you can have that confidence. I know, because after that, other things happened in my life, and I could stand and believe God for healing. Because I got my own foundation. And there have been times after that that I did cast the devil out of people. And he went and fled. But it was after I began to spend time with the Lord and put those things in my life to practice. Not Keith's understanding of it, but my own understanding of it. My own foundation of it. So number four, when do you fight? When you know you can win. When you know you can win. Number four. Why do we fight? We know, again, Timothy said, fight the good fight of faith. But listen to what the Wiest says on that. While they're getting up the Wiest, have you ever seen a prize fighter? Who's the best boxer fighter? They just had a fight not long ago. Who is it? I'm not a... Okay, say Floyd Mayweather, okay? He's supposed to be probably one of the best fighters, okay? I remember the fight was going on. Okay, listen to this just for a second and see if it doesn't ring a bell with you. In order for him to get where he is, did he have to fight? How many times? He had to fight the young guys when nobody could fight. Then he got a little better and he fought somebody that could fight a little better. Then he got a little better, and he had to fight somebody that could fight a little better. Then he got a little better, and every time he fought, what happened to him? He got better. And every time he fought, people looked up to him because they said, he's a good fighter. And every time he fought, they said, look at him. He's a fighter. And every time he fought, he got his technique better. Every time he fought, did he get hurt probably? Did he grow in the technique of fighting? Did he get stronger? Did he get more settled in the way he wanted to do it? Do you know he couldn't be the number one fighter unless he'd fought a bunch of people on his way up? You would have no respect for him unless he'd beaten the other person that was pretty good. If they put somebody in the ring with him that was just starting fighting, would that make you think he's a very good fighter because he beat him? No. Say they put some 12-year-old in with him that's never fought before. And he beat the pudding out of him. Would you think he's a good fighter? No. Would that make you think he's a good fighter? What does it take to make you think he's a good fighter? To beat a good fighter. That's what happens with us. Look at the Wiest translation. You see it up there. It says, be constantly engaging in the contest of faith, which contest is marked by the beauty of technique. Do you know you can learn the way the devil works? You can begin to recognize things he's doing. You can begin to see, this is the devil. I'm not getting any part of that. I rebuke you. I'm not dealing with that. Nope, we're done with that. And you can begin to just step over things that the devil used to throw at you and win battles, one after the other after the other. But I would not want to get in the ring with Floyd Mayweather today. Because I know I couldn't win. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How dumb is it of us to believe God for things that we know is so far out beyond where our faith is? We haven't believed God for $10 and we're going to believe Him for $10,000? He hadn't beat a lightweight that's been in the fighting industry for a year and he's going to go fight the championship fight? No, that's not how it works. You win by winning the little battles over the refrigerator or over the tie that got a stain over it. You start where you are and you build your faith and you continue to grow and you continue to see the things that the devil is trying to do. And then at one time, you're going to be able to believe God for million-dollar buildings. Or if a cancer attacks your body, you're going to be able to speak to it and say, no, I rebuke you. You go away. Because you've built yourself up. And you know how to resist it. Listen to this. This is why we fight. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while. Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. The Amplified says, after that you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, who has called you to His own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will Himself complete and make you what you ought to be. Establish and ground you securely and strengthen you and settle you. Now listen to me. How many of you have that mustard seed in your Bible? Anybody still have their mustard seed in their Bible? Look. Do you see how much faith you need? Don't let the devil sit here and tell you you need a lot of faith to do anything for Him. It's not about that. This is a tiny little mustard seed. That's all the faith you need to move a whole mountain. You see that? You don't need much faith. It's not about you doing it.
That's right.
Do you understand that? It's not about a new born-again believer. The moment that they get saved, they can do anything that any person that's been saved, filled with the Holy Spirit for 40 years can do. It's not about that. It's about you believing it. It's about you getting scriptures. And you know, if you'll just get your Bible out and get you some scriptures and read them and quote them and say them, have you ever done it? What does it do for your faith?
It
just builds it up and it strengthens you and you've got something to undergird you. Why can I rebuke the devil? Because I know that it says if I give my tithes and I sow that the devourer is rebuked, I've got a foundation behind me. I've got something I can stand on. Because the devil's going to come and say no, but I know I have that to stand on. And that's all you need is something that when the devil comes to you and says, no, you're not going to be healed. All you have to know is maybe one scripture, but you know it inside and out. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. No, devil, get out of here. And he's going to come to you 100 times and say, no, you're not. And you're going to say, no, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed.
Amen.
And you're fighting him that way. You're not fighting him with punches like this. You're fighting him with your mouth and you're telling him, get out of here, devil. He may come from behind. You may kick him. But that's what you do. Now, I was getting ready this afternoon and the Lord gave me this illustration and I think it'll help you a lot. And we'll close with this. We have something called a mosquito. Let me ask you a question. We're redeemed from the curse of the law, and noisome pestilence is part of the curse of the law. What if you just sat there and said, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Mosquitoes don't bother me. I think that mosquito's going to bite your bottom. But what if you go like that? Or you go like that. Every time, what's going to happen with that mosquito?
Come back.
He's going to come back. And what if you do like that again? And what if you carry on a conversation and there's a mosquito there? What are you going to do? How many thousand times are you going to have to do that? Bunches of times, right? That's the way the devil is. He's quite annoying. And you may have to 500 times fight him back. Tell him no. Rebuke him. Tell him, get behind me. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. That's the way you do it. You swat him with the word. But you get you a scripture. For every one of those things on the right-hand side of your page that's bothering you, every one of them that's over there, start with one. Don't try to do all 50 at the same time, or you're not going to win your fight again. Start with one of the smaller ones. Build up to the prize fight. You understand?
Yes.
Start with a smaller one. Maybe you got a stain on a tie. Maybe you got something that's not working, but you've been tithing. Maybe you got a mold you want to go away. Start with something. Get you some scriptures. Get it in your heart. It may take you 6 months to get in faith about it. But buddy, how long have you already had it?
Yeah.
Once you get in faith and you release your faith and that thing changes, the devil has lost forever. Even if it's the smallest of things, because he knows you learned how to make it work.
Amen.
And he's lost forever.
That's right.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
You don't fight the devil till you know you can win. The devil does not have to run rampant in our lives anymore. He can't run rampant in our lives if we won't let him. But we have the authority. We have to use the authority that's been given us. We have to use the authority of the name of Jesus. And when you use that authority, he has to go. That's what it says. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.